This is the Normal Nerds Podcast, where two very normal dudes talk about very nerdy stuff and whatever else we feel like talking about. I'm your host, Maxwell Ceresio.
And I'm your host, who pretended he had an assassin hidden blade for most of high school with pens, Davis Bates.
This episode, we're going to keep rolling with the Jeopardy, but this week, video games. So sit back, relax, and welcome to the Normal Nerds Podcast. All right, Davis.
Hey, yo.
Jeopardy again.
Let's do it. Yeah. Easy content.
And changing the rules again.
Again.
Yes.
Again,
this time, again. We don't both get a shot at the question.
Right.
We each get three steals.
Mm-hmm.
So
if you mess it up, then I get to steal it, correct?
Yeah, you can be like, okay. I'm going to steal it because I know it. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah,
perfect. Yeah. Good. No more random guessing like that then, hopefully.
Yeah, no more random guessing. And just like, it just, you know, makes it so if you pick... Like, if you take a 500, you're taking it away.
Yeah, true. Very true.
And this week, we're going to do video games, because it's a video game week.
Video game week.
And so far, the score is I've won one, we tied one, which didn't feel good.
No.
But I do feel like I will lose this one. Maybe. I know very
like the last three times.
Little, except except for a few video games. When I say a few video games, I mean Zelda, and that's about it. All I know.
Okay. That's what you're saying. But I don't know how well I'll do. A lot of my knowledge is rusty after all these years.
But we got five categories with points 1 through 500.
Cool.
The categories are classic video games, video game genres, video game characters, ooh, modern video games, and this is the last category, is why I picked this one, games before consoles, a.k.a. playing outside.
Oh, no.
That's a good one. I think that's a good one. But
my mortal enemy.
Once again, it's made by JeopardyLabs.com. I don't know who made it, because they never credit anybody. Could be a terrible Jeopardy. Could be a good one. Last week, it was like, what color is a lightsaber to when was Star Wars episode coming out? And all that kind of stuff. So, could be all over the place.
Yep.
But since technically, I guess I'm still in the lead, you start.
Okay, okay. Let's do video game character for 300.
Video game character for 300.
Yeah.
Oops. Video game character for 300. Armed with a trusty pickaxe, he's the architect of every blocky masterpiece.
Oh no. The Minecraft guy. I don't know what his name is.
Can you mark our steals? Like,
yeah, sure. Right, oh, yeah.
Because I'm going to steal this one.
Sounds good.
It's Steve.
Steve. Damn it. I never played Minecraft.
It's Steve.
Well, there's one steal down for you. Good
300,
job.
300 points for me. Yep.
I never played Minecraft.
Then it comes over my way. Shoot. I'm glad I got that one. I'm going to go modern video games for 200. This might be a huge mistake. This game pits two teams against each other in a war for ultimate control. Teamwork or chaos, your choice. Oh my god. Battlefield.
Can you read the question again?
Yeah. This game pits two teams against each other in a war for ultimate control. Teamwork or chaos, your choice. I don't know. I'm going to say Battlefield, but you can steal
it. I'm not stealing. I don't know.
Okay. The answer is Fortnite.
Well, I'm glad I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not a Fortnite kid. I think I played Fortnite for two
There's
weeks
two
once.
There's two teams? That's not true.
I have no idea.
Oh, it might have said regards. All right, anyways.
Can't you drop in threes like an Apex?
I have no idea. Fortnite was never known, James.
Let's go classic video game for 300.
Classic video game for 300. Oh, my. Okay. Square blocks fall. You fit them into tight spots.
Huh. Tetris.
Tetris is the answer.
Ooh, all right.
Okay, so we're both
at
300 right now. Okay. So far, I'm liking this one.
It's actually not bad. It's not bad so far.
All right, I'll go video game characters for 200. This slick raccoon is the real estate mogul of the animal kingdom, turning desert islands into bustling metropolises. Tom Nook.
Yeah, I was right.
Yeah. Tom Nook.
What a dumb Animal Crossing's a dumb
I game. Love Tom Nook, though. It's so funny.
I remember the one time. I've only ever played when Animal Crossing. I played it for like 2 days. It was like the newest one that came out, and like you and I had other friends were like, "It's such a great game. You should get it and all that stuff." Yeah. And I got it, and I was like, how did they enjoy playing this growing up? You have to play with the, you have to go, it's in real time. That's so stupid.
I mean, I never played it growing up.
Oh, then never mind that. Okay. You
when
did.
You, when you say you, I didn't, I played the one on Switch because Jordan had it. It's a girl game.
Oh.
Girls love that game.
I'm not aware of that. It's well, I'm glad game. I refunded it then. Because it sucked.
That was 200 points for me.
So boring.
Yeah, it's a girl game. They love that game. But Tom Nook is super funny. I just like the whole guy shows up and he's like, hey, you owe me money.
Yep, give me money.
All right.
Let's do classic video games for 400.
All right, I was waiting for someone to crack it. Okay. A speedy hedgehog outruns a portly plumber. Collecting rings, running shoes, greater overalls. What do you know? You know what it is.
It's Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah. That's 400 points.
Let's go.
All right. Well, since that's...
Are you afraid there?
I'll go video game character for 400. When he's not hiding in his brother's shadow, he's polishing the poltergust.
Poltergeist.
Yeah, poltergeist. No, it's poltergeist, sorry. And that's Luigi.
That makes sense. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
And it's Luigi.
How much was that?
That was 400.
Nice.
Luigi was really good in the Mario movie.
Oh, he ruled it. It was awesome. They even did an allusion to, not allusion, a reference to his mansion and everything. Luigi made,
I did like it, though, at the end. He says something for speech. He's like, bravery, that's my thing. It's definitely not.
You know, those games actually weren't that bad growing up.
Luigi's Mansion is awesome.
I played, my little brother got one for the DS, and I played it, and it was really, really fun. Really, it was like a really good time. Before this goes away, let's see. I really can't make a mistake right now, but let's go modern video games for 4.
Okay. What's the current score?
It's 900 to 700. You.
Okay. This game lets you become anything you want, from a cowboy to an astronaut to a criminal mastermind. Fuck.
That's just it?
That's it.
A cowboy to an astronaut to a criminal mastermind. I literally don't know. Lethal Company. I don't know.
Grand Theft Auto.
Damn it, I was thinking that.
I was thinking that too, but the astronaut thing got me.
When did you become an astronaut?
I guess you technically can, like, you know, dress around and run around like you're an astronaut.
I guess that makes sense.
But, the astronaut is what
I was thinking GTA the entire time, and I was like, but it's modern. GTA's like, it's like, you know, it's a modern game, yeah, but it's like...
That was GTA 5.
Yeah, GTA 5 came out like... Like 6-7-8 years ago.
That's true.
It's not really I don't know what they. If Fortnite was the reference before this, like that's why
Fortnite came out pretty long ago too. If you think about it, actually.
I guess I was like in college though when that came out. I was playing GTA was out when I was in high school.
Actually, GTA probably came out like 10 years ago.
Yeah, GTA it's pretty old. Pump right. For the new one though.
All right, so I'm gonna go. I don't know what video game genre that is, and we haven't done it yet. So I'm gonna go video game genre for 300. Strategize, build, and conquer, but without the real life repercussions. Sorry, no respawn in real life. I don't even know what this means. Is it the category of strategize, build, and conquer, but without the real life repercussions? Strategize, build, and conquer. I don't know. Do you? No, I don't know. You could try to. I think you're supposed to say the genre it is.
The genre.
I don't want to say. I'll say strategy games.
Yeah, I don't know. Go ahead.
Strategy games!
Oh,
that's a dumb one. You put the answer in the thing.
That's so stupid. How much was
300.
That? 300. Shit. Okay, great.
Got away with that one.
Okay. I gotta start catching up. Shit. Let's go classic video games for 500.
Are we sending it? You're the hero, chasing princesses in castles. Another day, another damsel to save. Actually.
That could be a several of them.
Yeah, you're the hero chasing princesses in castles. Another day, another damsel to save.
You know what? I'm still going to say, like, Mario.
Okay. Legend of Zelda. That is technically correct, actually.
That is technically...
Because it is different princesses every time.
Correct.
It is always Zelda, but they're just named that. I'm not against that. I will say that.
It was the second answer. There's only two of them five princesses.
How dare you call Zelda a damsel?
Yeah, I know, that's true. Yeah.
She's a badass. The princesses did throw me. That and I, really hurts. If I were you, if I had that, I also would have said Mario.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, oh, that must be an error they made. That, yeah. Oof. All right, I'm going to go games before consoles. Let's go. Games before consoles, playing outside, 300 points. Oh, boy. Game of aerial acrobatics. Players launch foam or plastic discs into the air, attempting to catch them and throw them with precision. Frisbee. That can't be right, but I'm going to say it.
I don't know. You're good.
Frisbee!
How much was that?
300.
Oh, I'm fucking getting crushed here.
I don't know how it's aerial acrobatics, but...
I'm getting crushed here.
What's the score?
It's 1,500 to 700.
Oh, boy.
You have over double my points.
You're going to have to start catching up here.
Frisbee. What fucking stupid shit.
The last one hurt you.
Yeah, it did. Start moving here though. Games before games for 200.
Oh, the
games for consoles. What are the categories? The writing's too small for me to read all of it.
The one you just outside did. Games.
Outside games. Yeah, yeah.
Playground activity involved running around, chasing, and daring leaps as players try to avoid being it.
Tag.
Yes. This says Game Boy, but it's tag. That must be a term for a different
Game Boy.
It must be a term.
I'm counting it as tag, though.
No, that is tag.
Yeah,
it could have said hide and seek, and I still would have been, that's tag.
Yeah.
So that's 200 for you. All right, I'll go video game characters for 100. Play it safe now. The adorable ball fluff inhales enemies from, Kirby.
Yes.
I'm not even reading the whole thing. It's Kirby.
Yes. How much was that?
100. There's a lot of 500s left. We only attempted one.
I know. Because they're tough. Give me the video game characters for 500.
Okay.
I should play the safer, but I'm not going to.
The spherical pink performer has a voice so hypnotic that even their fiercest warriors can't resist doving off mid-battle.
Jigglypuff!
It's Wiggletuff.
What?
Yeah, that's what it says.
That's the evolved version of it?
No, I'm just kidding. It was Jigglypuff.
Oh, you're fucking... I'm going to fucking kill you. Kill you.
It was Jigglypuff. Oh, that was good.
I needed that. Okay, there's only a 200-point difference now.
All right, I'm going to go games before games for 400. Game of square supremacy. Players must master the art of hand-eye coordination, quick reflexes, as they volley a ball back and forth across four design quadrants. Let's go four square.
Yep, you're right.
Four square.
Nice.
400 points.
Shit. All right.
That's impossible. A fun game.
Four square. Four square awesome. Rules, dude.
Yeah, four square rules.
It's the fucking shit. Oh, boy. Let's go outside games at 500.
He's sending it.
Gotta.
Enter the arena armed with rubber projectiles and a will to win as you face off against opponents in a game of skill, speed, and strategic maneuvering.
Dodgeball?
That is correct!
Let's go!
I was thinking Nerf the whole time. But Nerf, I guess, technically is not a game.
Yeah.
All right. Score, we got like 100 points apart?
I believe so, yeah. I'm at 1,900, you're at 2,000.
All right, I'm going to go...
catching up.
I'm going to go Modern Video Games 300.
Okay.
Join the battle between the light and dark side in a galaxy far, far away. It's Star Wars, but do I have to pick a Star Wars game? I'm just going to say Star Wars.
What's this category called?
Modern video games.
Okay.
Because the last one...
I'm stealing, by the way.
Sure.
It's Battlefront 2.
It was Star Wars Battlefront.
They didn't say Battle. You gotta say Star Wars.
Oh, no. I'm not counting it for me.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying your steal didn't get it.
That's fair. Because
you said Battlefront 2.
Because it is the model. I guess if they're going... No, that doesn't make any sense.
It says Star Wars Battlefront.
That doesn't make sense. Okay.
There's two versions of the game.
There is two versions of the game. The old one's not modern, though. GTA 5 is more modern than the old one.
I don't know.
I'm not questioning you. I'm questioning the category.
But that's a huge loss for me. I didn't get any points there.
Let's hit it with... Let's go classic video games for 200.
Classic video games, 200. A plumber with a princess obsession swaps pipes for perilous platforms.
That one's Mario.
That one is Mario. Well, actually, Super Mario Bros. But that's fine.
I'm counting it.
Because that was games, not characters.
Yes.
All right. I got to start doing
the lead.
I'm going to do video game genres for 200. Fight, jump, and explore. It's like being an action hero without the bruises. RPG.
A fight, jump, and explore?
Yeah, it's like being an action hero without the bruises.
Sure.
I'm going to say RPG. Action adventure. So
damn, that, I was thinking action. Oh,
that does not count.
Alrighty. What we got here? Let's go modern video games 500. Finish that category out.
Fight, loot, and raid in this fantasy world of orcs, elves, and dragons.
Fight, loot, and I'm gonna say World of Warcraft.
That's definitely right. It's definitely right. Yeah! I was like, don't get this. I know it. Oh boy, I gotta go video game genres for 500. Trade goods, build cities, and conquer the world. Who knew capitalism could be so fun? MMO? MMO RPG, whatever.
Civilization Builder.
Simulation.
Damn. Oh well. Fair.
That makes sense actually. That's a great score.
It's 2,000 to 2,600 me.
Ooh, out of points here.
Let's go. Classic video games 100.
This game stars a hungry yellow circle with a serious ghost phobia. Just keep munching, you know.
Pac-Man.
All right, I gotta go to this 400 here. Video game genre is 400. I've done so good at this category. Dive deep into fantasy realms where magic is real, and the elves complain about arrow wounds. I'm very confused at what these are. I'm going to say RPG again. I don't know.
I think you're right, but I go.
They might just say fantasy, which is going to be dumb.
Yeah.
It's fantasy.
Oh, man. Well,
yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, I can win now.
Yep, facts. Let's go. I want to see what modern video games for 100 is.
Okay. Build, explore, and create in this blocky world.
Minecraft?
Minecraft. I do games before console, just for fun. In this sidewalk dance-off, you hop, skip, and jump through numbered squares. That's called hopscotch.
Nice.
Hopscotch. Scotch. All right. Last one. That was 100 points for me.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Last one. Video game genres. 100. Solve mysteries, dodge ghosts, and make Mario proud. It's like a plumber's day off.
Wait, what's this category called?
Video game genres.
Mario's day. Can you read one more time?
Solve mysteries, dodge ghosts, and make Mario proud. It's like a plumber's days off.
Party? I don't know.
Puzzle.
Ugh.
I don't know what Mario has to do with any of this.
Neither do I. Well, no, that doesn't make any sense. Wait, what?
I don't think we got a single video game genre one. I don't think we did. I got strategy.
You got strategy. That's right.
And that was just because said strategize.
Strategy in the game. In the name. Score. Yeah. Final score was 2,100 you, 2,800 me. Let's go. I won one.
I was
sweating that one. I'm not going to lie.
I knew I wasn't going to win that one.
Ooh. Well, you started out so strong.
I did start out very strong. I should have attacked the big points at the outside game one. Once I knew how easy that category was.
That category was so easy.
Yeah, it was ridiculously easy.
But nice. That was fun. That was really fun, actually. I really enjoyed that.
Whoever made that one, you did a really good job.
Yes, I agree. Yes. That's the Battlefront thing. That was a little wrong, but okay.
But yeah, now you got one, I got one, and one tie. So next one's going to be a big one.
Yes, it is. I'm still in this.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Thank you, Normal Nerd Nation, for listening and maybe even watching another podcast episode. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Reddit, YouTube, and Instagram. Davis is always posting hilarious memes on there.
Also, like and subscribe while you're at it, and leave a rating if you have some time. It helps people find the show.